This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals are slowly filling up as the more contagious Delta variant sweeps through the state. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The state's ICU beds went from being 72% to 80% occupied during the past 30 days. State health officials say there is still plenty of hospital bed capacity. But COVID-19 incident commander Scott Bookman says they are seeing a slight increase in children needing hospital treatment. The uptick in pediatric cases appears to be due to increased transmissibility of the Delta variant, not increased severity. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper is tested positive for COVID-19. He is vaccinated. Two other U.S. senators also announced positive tests Thursday. Hickenlooper says he has mild symptoms and will isolate to be safe. A structural engineer will be working with a Colorado nonprofit to help people recover from the earthquake in Haiti. Wynn Wallant is the director of Locally Haiti, which recently rebuilt a school that's just miles from the earthquake's epicenter.
So the school itself is okay, but there are other older buildings on campus and buildings spread all throughout the community that have serious issues.
Wallen left Colorado for Haiti Thursday. He says creating shelters is one of the biggest emergency needs in Haiti right now. Tomorrow's Pikes Peak ascent will close the highway to the summit of the mountain. KRCC's Mike Purcell has details.
Spectators for the ascent will be able to drive as far as the Devil's Playground area, located about 3 miles from the top of the peak. Parking in the Glen Cove area is reserved for race personnel. The race will be streamed on a jumbo screen in Manitou's Memorial Park. Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs has highs in the 70s today, 80s around Denver. This is CPR News.